Thank you. Good morning, and welcome once again to this radio broadcast. We're glad you're listening, and it is our prayer that God would richly bless you as you listen to another portion of His own precious Word. This morning, we want to continue on the message we began last Sunday morning from the book of Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 through 20, as we think on the subject, the founding of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Before we get to that message, however, we want to take the opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale, have our Sunday school classes beginning at 10 o'clock for all ages, and we invite you to come. Bring your families, bring your Bibles, and study the Word of God with us. We have our morning worship service beginning at 11 o'clock this morning, and so you're welcome to come to this service also. Tonight's services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to all these services, and I know that if you're looking for a place where you can just worship God, you'll find it at the Independence Baptist Church. If you have questions or comments concerning the things that I preach over this radio station, I'll be glad to talk with you about any and all of those things. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri, and I'll be glad to get back with you on those things. Last Sunday morning, we read Matthew chapter 16, verse 30 through verse 13 through verse 20, and I'd like to read that again in your hearing this morning. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. We stated last Sunday morning that there were three points we wanted to cover, and last Sunday morning we covered the first of those three points. The three points are these. Number one, we must know who Jesus is. Number two, we must know what the church is. And then point number three, we must know why Jesus charged his disciples not to tell anybody that he was the Christ. Last Sunday morning, we talked about how much confusion there was about who Jesus was. A lot of people, of course, believing that he was John the Baptist or Elijah or Jeremiah or some other of the prophets. Even the Jews in that day, when they talked to Jesus and asked him plainly, they would not believe when he told them that he was the Son of the living God. And so even as it was in that day, so it is in this day. There is just a lot of confusion about who Jesus is. But the plain truth is this, that if today you know who Jesus is, you have not gained that knowledge by education, but it comes by revelation. Jesus Christ said, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." And so the knowledge of who Jesus is, that he is literally the anointed one, that he is the Christ, that he is the Messiah, that knowledge is given to you by the revelation of God. Now, it's very important that we know who Jesus is, because if we don't know who Jesus is, we cannot go to question Number two, who is the church? What is the church? Notice what the Bible said here in verse 18. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I want you to look in verse 18 of Matthew chapter 16 and notice these words very carefully. Jesus said unto Peter, after Peter had made confession that he knew who Jesus was. And of course, Peter here was representing all of the other disciples. Jesus said, and I say also unto thee. You know, it is important that we know who Jesus is. It's important that you be saved. But there's something else that follows salvation, and that is service. And where do we serve the Lord? We serve the Lord in His church. Well, what is the church? You see, Jesus is saying here, I say also unto thee. The word also here means moreover or in addition to. So, Jesus Christ is revealing something that is in addition to the revelation that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus Christ is really saying that salvation comes first. And the place of service in the church that Jesus built is what comes next. Now, notice some other definitions of words here. That is very, very interesting. Jesus said, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. If we look at this passage, we'll find immediately that a lot of people will say that Jesus is going to build His church upon Peter. But that's not at all what Jesus Christ is saying. Notice here, Jesus said, and thou art Peter. The word Peter means a little stone. Where when the Bible said, and upon this rock I will build my church, that word rock means a massive boulder. While Peter simply means a piece of a stone, the word rock there means the massive one. Now, let me ask you the question. Who is the Rock of Ages? Is it Peter? Is your salvation built upon Peter? Why, no. But you see, our salvation is built upon Jesus Christ Himself. That's why it's important that we know who Jesus is. Well, what is the church built upon? Peter? Was he the one that founded the church of the Lord Jesus Christ? Why, no. Jesus said, upon this rock, and he was speaking of that rock, that he is himself the Son of the living God. And he says, I'm going to build my rock upon myself, for I am the Rock of Ages. Sometime, if you want a real good study, just pick a concordance and just study the word rock in the Old Testament. And you'll find that the rock is always God Almighty. And Jesus Christ, when He came down to this world, well, He said in John chapter 10, I and my Father are one. And so Jesus Christ is not going to build His church upon Peter. And Peter is not the founder of the church, nor is the confession of Peter the founder of the church. Well, who is? Why, Jesus Christ. Because He is the Rock of Ages. Notice something else. The book of John, chapter 1 and verse 42, gives us some more scriptural proof that Jesus is not going to build His church upon Peter. John, chapter 1, verse 42 states, at the very first meeting of Peter and Jesus Christ, and he brought him to Jesus, and when Jesus beheld him, that is, when Jesus saw Peter that first time and was introduced unto him, he said, thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. And if you look up this word stone, it means a piece of a stone. It means a little rock. That's what it means. And the word Cephas means a hollow rock. That is, a rock that bows down to another rock. The fact is, you see, that Peter, he's not the founder of the church, but Peter is an apostle chosen by Jesus Christ to be a follower of him. But notice that Peter does bow down to Jesus Christ, doesn't he? Oh, yes. Peter worships the Lord God. And so when Jesus is saying to Peter, your name shall be called Cephas, you're going to bow down to me because Cephas, you are a little stone. Notice another place. In the book of Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 20, it talks about this same thing as to what the church is really built upon. The Bible said in Ephesians 2 and verse 20, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Now notice this, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So all of the apostles is like rocks. It's like a part of the foundation. But it's Jesus Christ that the whole thing is built upon, because that is what the chief cornerstone is. That is what the chief cornerstone does. Now, let's go on a little bit further, and let's see what is it that Jesus Christ said he was going to build. He said in verse 18 of Matthew 16, and I say also unto thee that thou art Peter. And Peter, you're a little stone. But upon this rock, upon myself, because I am the rock of ages, I am going to build my church. What is a church? One thing we know for sure, there's a difference between a church and a church building. Oftentimes I think that we use the word church when we should be using the word church building. For example, if you go down to fix the door on the church, is that really what you're going to do? No, you're going down to fix the door on the church building. And so we need to understand that the church and the building are not the same thing. You can have a church without having a building, right? Because a church can meet anywhere. It's also true that you can have a building without having a church inside it. You can even have a name on the outside and said, this is a church. But that doesn't mean that God recognizes it. And so you see what he's talking about, that Jesus Christ came to build his church. Now, what is a church? Well, the word church comes from the Greek word ekklesia, which means a called out assembly. This is what it is. And so a church is always that which is called out. And a church is always an assembly. We find this is absolutely so. Now, I know that the definition of the word church has been changed as time has gone by. And some folks, when they use the word church, they'll say that a church is all the saved of all the ages. Well, that cannot be so, because Jesus said, I will, future tense, I will build my church. And if the saved is all the if the church is all the saved of all the ages, then what are you going to do with all those folks that was before Jesus Christ? Well, I see that we're on point number two. Our time is gone from us, and we're going to have to continue this lesson next Sunday morning. I will say that if you have questions about any of this, I'll be really, really glad to talk with you one-on-one about it all. In the meantime, we do invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning as the message continues. Thank you for listening.